WordSift is another word cloud generator, or text visualization tool, I suppose you could call it. Coming from Stanford University, as you might expect, it's got far more academic aspirations, perhaps, than some of the others. And certainly the output is it's definitely different. But as far as the input's concerned, you start off with a blank text box and you type your text into it, or indeed you paste it in from elsewhere. You can have up to 65,000 characters, and then you click on Sift, and the word cloud is generated. And as you might expect, the word cloud indicates the frequency that it occurred in the original text. With WordSift, you might like to consider using it in a different way. We use word cloud generators for doing things like looking at politicians' speeches or particularly well-known pieces of text and analysing them in that way. How about students using them to analyse the text that they produce? So it could be a piece of research that they've done, a report that they've written, or maybe even an essay. Have them paste in their text and see what the analysis produces. See if there's anything that they can glean from that information that might help them with the way that they write their text. Are they using some words too often, perhaps? I mean, that's a simple piece of analysis which could be done. Anyway, WordSift produces the word cloud, similar to before, but there are far fewer editable features, so you can't start messing around with the look and feel so much. But what you get instead is perhaps a more informative output, because in addition to the word cloud itself, you also get some extra little bits of output. There is a frame underneath the word cloud with series of pictures which are based on the most common word in the text, so the one which had the highest frequency. So there's a frame which has gone away and done a Google search for any images that are related to that word. However, the word cloud itself is interactive. As you move your cursor over, you see that different words become highlighted. You can also click on any that changes the frame below. So instead of pictures on the most frequent word, you get pictures related to the one that you just select. Alongside the image search, you've also got a visual thesaurus frame. That's an online tool which finds words related to the one that you type into the frame. But of course, that's already been done automatically for you by your choice of word from the word cloud. So you get a thesaurus output based on your selection of words. So lots of